Yes, your favorite referees are back. So are the umpires, the headlinesmen, the side judges, line judges, and back judges, all to make things run smoothly on every NFL field near you. Believe it if you must. Sure, there may not be egregiously bad calls with the old guys back. Then again, how can you be so sure? What finally got the deal done? Well, the league and referees association had been negotiating for weeks, but last Monday night's touchdown that most people thought wasn't was the break the real referees needed. And by late Wednesday night, the deal was in place. While many observers thought the NFL would just squish the real refs and make them cry Uncle Roger, the old guys actually won some concessions. The pension plan they so desperately wanted to keep will be kept as is for 5 years. It will then transition to a 401k-like plan. Still a pretty good deal for part-time workers. Speaking of which, the NFL Referees Association did concede on that point. The NFL will make some of its officials full-time and will create a development pool for future officials. And those future officials will make a pretty penny. The average salary for NFL game officials will go from $149,000 a year last year to $173,000 next year to $205,000 in 2019. By my math, which admittedly isn't very good, 16 regular season games plus 4 preseason games, that comes to more than $10,000 a game. Where do I sign up? Hey, I look good in vertical stripes, and I'm younger than Ed Hockley. So the real refs are back, one fewer thing for fans to whine about, until that first whistle goes against their team. Welcome back, men in stripes. But while the NFL labor strife is over for a while, the National Hockey League is just beginning. The NHL owners locked out the players a couple of weeks ago, and last Thursday canceled the rest of the preseason. That means that if there is hockey to be played, the season will not start in time. And there are not too many hockey people who seem very confident about starting anytime soon. The big sticking point between the players and owners? Money. In the last CBA, players got 57% of all hockey-related revenue. The league, and when I say league, I really mean the owners, want to cut that 57% for the players down to 47%. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman blathers on about these economic times and about how the owners need to, in his words, retrench. But the Players Association argues that there is no need to cry poverty. The just-expired CBA allowed revenue to grow from $2.1 billion to $3.3 billion. The players say that if there are some teams who are struggling, that just maybe the league should do a better job with its revenue share model. It's a case of he said, believe who you will. The owners do have one ace up their sleeve. They know that their fans will come back no matter what. The last time there was a hockey labor stoppage, it cost the entire 2004-05 season. When hockey came back in 05-06, the fans came back too. Average attendance has grown, and the game is as popular as it has ever been. But that also provides another edge to the sword. How often can you keep taking your fans for granted? Many observers say just long enough, or at least until next year. And on January 1st, I plan on being in front of the TV watching the Winter Classic between Detroit and Toronto at Michigan Stadium. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.